Guess what, Lions? For as little as $5 a month, you can get access to exclusive bonus audio content and help this program grow by joining the Lions of Liberty Pride. To learn more, head over to lionsofliberty.com/support.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. Can you dig it?
Welcome to the Lions of Liberty podcast. Here's your host, your guide, your shining beacon of liberty, and 2016 libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson.
Welcome, my fellow liberty lovers, to the Lions of Liberty podcast. Mark and the gang are out trick-or-treating, so he asked me, Gary Johnson, as the nice voiceover man mentioned, to host today's show for a bit while I set up for my Halloween party. But first, I've got to remind you about today's show notes. That's right, you can find those over at lionsofliberty.com/319, because this is episode 319. And over there, that's where you can find links to all sorts of interesting things, such as all the different types of marijuana strains I'm going to be smoking this evening, sativas, indicas, hybrids, all of these things from my company, Cannabis Sativa. And this is not just a Halloween party, it's also a bit of a housewarming party, because I'm here today to announce to the world that I have a brand new roommate. He is my best friend, my vice president for life. I don't care what the polls say. That's right, Bill Weld. Bill, welcome.
Thank you. This is Governor Bill Weld. I'm glad to be sleeping diagonally on the bed.
Your lisp seems to be gotten a lot worse since last year.
Well, I just figured out that I've been slowly having strokes during the entire election process, and that's why I kept endorsing Hillary while we were on the campaign trail.
Is that why you said that weird thing about guns?
That's why I said everything as far as anyone is concerned. But as far as our dynamic goes, Gary, don't forget, even though I may be droopy on one side, I am still wearing the pants in this relationship.
I'm sorry, but you're wearing the bike shorts?
I'm wearing the pants!
Oh, no, that's me! I'm wearing bike shorts because I'm a mountain climber and I wear bicycle shorts when I climb mountains. That's my Halloween costume. I'm a mountain climber, and I'm actually a mountain climber up in Sweden because I'm gonna
Gary, what the hell have you been smoking? Bill, we got a party to host here. You're high already. I should beat the living tar out of you, goddamn mountain climbing hippie.
I gotta be honest, Bill. I'm already pretty high. But you know what mountain climbers say when they climb the top of the mountain? They say, ayole, ole, ole, ole.
You know, I don't mind the yodeling, because when I put my schlong deep down your Gary Johnson's throat, it feels lovely.
Well, Bill, maybe we can talk about that later. But first, what are you wearing there? You got a nice little outfit, nice sexy little number.
Oh, that's right. I'm wearing a sexy nun outfit, because I'm done dressing like a libertarian. I don't do that no more. This is the real Bill Weld.
Isn't the phrase sexy nun kind of redundant?
Oh, it is for me. You know, my upbringing in the Catholic Church, all the nuns would take turns with the boys.
Well, speaking of sexy, we've also got another friend here hanging out with us. We're having a little libertarian party, if you will. We've got our good friend, chairman of the Libertarian Party, Mr. Nicholas Sirwark.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Bill. Happy Halloween.
What are you dressed Happy as, Halloween. Nick? Are you Eeyore? Because you sound a lot like Eeyore.
That's
I'm
just
improv here, people.
I can't wait for more people to get to this party so we don't have to be awkward silences.
That would be
Bill,
fantastic.
I don't really like your costume.
Why
sexy nuns are offensive to a large number of people, and libertarians cannot be offending anyone. We need to be inclusive of everyone, including transgendered people. We respect all. I'd like you to go change into something a little bit more appropriate.
Well, what would you suggest, Nick? I mean, this is my costume. I don't have a lot of things in the back other than just a giant bottle of Jack Daniels I like to crawl into from time to time.
Why don't you dress up as a whiskey bottle, Bill? That's a great idea.
Are you saying that because I smell like a whiskey bottle?
Well, you got a big nose and kind of fits.
All right, touche, touche. All right, well, in the meantime, I'm going to go change. You guys what, talk
wait
amongst
a second.
Yourself.
There's someone at the door. Hold on a second. I'm expecting somebody. Just stay right here, guys. Oh, here he is. It's my boy. My boy, Koosh Dog. My dealer. What's up, Koosh Dog?
Hey, bros. My Liberty fellas. How you doing?
What's going on? Did you bring me some good strains today, Mr. Koosh?
I got that pink Starburst, 32% THC, only 60 and eighth.
You're making
best
me hungry.
Best price this side of the Rio Grande.
Ooh, I love Star. How much is that going to cost me? Can I pay in shares of my company, Cannabis Sativa?
I don't know, bro. Generally only dealing greenbacks.
All right, well.
Hey, what is Bill? That? Do I hear Koosh Dog over there?
Yeah,
our
yeah,
white
it's Koosh
dealer?
Dog, Bill. Bill, do you got $40 I can borrow for my dealer?
I got $40 that I made walking down after I put this costume on I could give you.
Well, Bill, you
somehow
know.
Somehow I become a Southern dandy, by the way, over the course of this conversation.
You know I fall apart, and I've become really Southern somehow. You know I fall apart at the seams if I don't have my weed, Bill. So if you could just borrow me that $40, I'll give it over to Koosh Dog here, and we're going to smoke up and enter a little land. You know a land I'm talking about, Bill, don't you?
Yeah, you know how this relationship works. You don't get no money for free. You got to come in here and earn it.
Well, Bill, can we just take care of that after the party? I was thinking of breaking my 28-year-long abstinence from alcohol, and you can only imagine how fun I'll be after a few sips of this Maker's Mark.
All right, but you're going to do that first drink out of my butt crack.
Give me the fucking money, Bill.
You don't talk to me that way.
Here you go.
All
right. Koosh Dog, thank you. Here's the money. And there we go. All right. Nick, as chairman of the Libertarian Party, you should probably turn the other way for plausible deniability.
Okay,
well,
Gary.
Bill and I are going to smoke some Super Koosh right now.
Yeah, pass the duty.
Well, I'm so high right now, Bill. I think I'm about to enter the land of Liberty Make-Believe.
All right, Trolley. Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
First trick-or-treater.
Oh, hey there, Gary Johnson. It's Bill. Bill and my beautiful wife, Hillary.
Bill?
Hi, Gary!
That was a very scary sound. I can't believe it. It's former President Bill Clinton and his wife, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, we were in the neighborhood, so we figured we'd stop on by here and maybe smell the weed from the street. Figured this is a good party to come to.
That was just my friend Koosh Dog.
Koosh Dog! Oh, I love that name!
You should name your next child Koosh Dog.
Actually, I named my vagina puff Koosh Dog.
All right, well, that's a very strange thing to say. So what do you...
You can't see it because it's under my burlap sack outfit I always have on.
You're not wearing burlap right now, Hillary. I'm quite surprised you got a nice little outfit here on for Halloween.
Well, tonight I'm dressed as an angel because you know I'm very innocent. I done nothing wrong, never.
Very
and
agreeable.
I got some burlap underpants on.
That's right, my little honey girl. She likes burlap underpants. I'm dressed as the devil because, you know, old Bill, he likes to poke his devil stick wherever it can get in.
Well, I haven't seen you guys since last Halloween. What have you guys been up to? Just trick-or-treating for the last year? Did you get any good candy?
Well, we got some candy, didn't we, Bill?
Oh, that's right, Hillary. We got about a 20% uranium candy.
What is that? Is that a hybrid strain? The uranium one strain?
You could say it's a collusion of candies.
I gotta be honest, I am so high right now, I'm not even sure what is happening. But man, what? Tell us what else you've been doing this last year. I heard you had a great book, Hillary. I don't even know what voice I'm doing anymore.
Oh yeah, I have a book. I'm going around talking about that. I broke my ankle falling down the stairs. But yeah, I'm talking about this book. Basically, all about that son of a bitch, motherfucker Trump, and how he screwed me over, even though nobody likes me, and I'm corrupt, and people can trace back money trails, and I kill people.
What?
I mean,
Hillary,
don't do that. I'm an angel. I don't kill anybody.
Those are some very lofty accusations, Hillary. I can't imagine that anybody would take that. Oh, it's that. I'm sorry. Just one second. We got another guest at the party. Well, I'll be right there. Well,
trick or treat, you stupid Americans.
Oh, it's our good friend Vladimir Putin. Still,
where's my candy?
Oh,
where's my candy?
Bill, well, where's the candy?
I don't know where your goddamn candy is, Gary. That was your job to buy the candy.
Well, I thought, well, not you, Bill, the other Bill. I thought one of you Bills has to have some candy.
Oh, I've got, you know, all the candy I've got some of those bubblegum cigars that you give out to little kids.
Well,
Vlad, good to see you, by the way.
Hi, Vlad.
That's not the deal, Clintons. Where's my uranium? It's supposed to be 80% candy, 20% uranium. Now.
Vlad, I swear to God, you son of a bitch, you bring that shit to me, I will fucking end you. I'll get my hit squad to get out there. I'll rip your goddamn eyes out of your mouth. I'll shove your testicles deep up your fucking ass. You'll be riding your horse no more.
Hillary, calm down here in public.
I don't give a damn. I'm going to knife him. I'll knife you.
You don't scare me, Hillary. You got no power. You got nothing anymore. You got nothing I need. End of you.
It's you. You're right. I'm going to prison. I have no idea what's going on. It seems...
Vlad, can you calm down? Gary, can you talk some sense into Vlad? Maybe give him a toke off your little weed to do there.
Shut up, Bill.
Maybe you want to hit some of this super cooch.
What do I get in return?
Super cooch?
Now, Vlad, you know I gave you Hillary's butt when I did her from the front that one time. So you've gotten something out of this deal. I'd say more than most people, if we're being perfectly honest.
I don't want that disgusting butt. I want my uranium. No.
Well, you got her uranium.
Gentlemen, I'm sure we can sort this out later, but I've got another guest for the party, and she really, I don't know if it's her, but it might be. Let's open the door here. It's, oh my, is that Miss Frederica Wilson?
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight?
Well,
Frederica, we love you.
Oh, I just wore my fanciest cowboy hat tonight with sequins and purple stripes.
So are you
just for all you fellas?
Are you a cowgirl for Halloween?
I'm always a cowgirl.
Oh.
Today I am a desperado.
I love that song. Desperado, why don't you come in?
I
don't remember the rest.
Are you here looking for some candy?
If you got some, I'll take it.
Sorry, as far as I know, I think we only have marijuana.
Well, I'll take that too, you know.
All right, well,
I gets puff, down.
Puff, puff, pass. Bill, where'd you put that marijuana cigarette?
I tucked it into my bra. Francis, whatever your name is, come on over here. I'll give you a two.
Sounds like you got yet another guest. Let's go see who it is. Let me open the door here and... Oh! Who?
What's up, motherfuckers? Yeah! Party's no fun until Kim Jong-un!
What an unexpected surprise.
Oh, you knew I was coming. I told you months ago Kim Jong-un's coming to rock your shit. Gonna rock this party, gonna blow it up like it's huge.
Shouldn't you be, running North Korea?
Oh, that country runs itself for the most part. You decide what they're going to do. They can't revolt. They got no strength. They got no rice. I have all the rice. You guys want some rice?
I love rice, especially when I'm really fucking high.
Oh, good, because I have a whole rice cooker. Bill. And by that, I mean I've got 50 women to follow me around with balls of rice.
Where are they? I don't see the women.
Oh, they got tired out from all the sex we had on the way over here. It's a long flight from North Korea, and I take a lot of red ginseng to keep my dick hard. You know, like I maybe can't bomb Guam, but tell you what, Kim Jong-un can bomb semen all over a lot of slave women.
Well, Kim, what brings you to my house tonight for this party? Are you ready to become a libertarian? Are you ready to become socially fiscally conservative and socially liberal just like me and Bill and Nick and Bill and Hillary and Super Koosh and Kooshman and
hold on,
Frederica?
I'm not a libertarian.
I'm not a libertarian either.
Also, Kim Jong-un, though, is a libertarian. You know why? Because it's non-aggression principle. And all of the people in North Korea, they don't aggress anybody because I blow them up with aircraft guns.
Well, I was just going to ask you,
who would
build the roads?
Oh, who built the roads? Well, that's, again, it's the children, usually.
Oh, well, I'm learning so much about North Korea.
Oh, it's great. I see Putin's here. By the way, is Trump here? I got
Trump
it.
Is...
North Korea always strike first, so he better not be here.
We've got someone at the door right now, so why don't I go answer the door and see who's... What? Hello, Gary. Welcome. I'm so glad to be at this party. I heard this was going to be the biggest party in all the whole neighborhood. And who the hell is this? Why? Hey, it's President Don... Gary, shut the fuck up. What is this little midget? What is this little rocket man doing in your house?
You, Mr. White Devil, you piece of shit. I can't.
I am not the devil.
Well, I concur. White Devil, indeed.
Hey, why are you really siding with Kim Jong-un, Frederica Wilson, and that hat is ridiculous,
damn right,
ma'am?
And if he touches that split, I am out of this cipher.
Oh, come on now. You guys are being a little bit mean to Mr. Trump.
Yeah, you know, I'm really turning corner with
Trump.
So
good to see you. It's been a blast. It's been a long time.
What? What's happening?
Yeah, me and Bill, we go way back. We play plenty of golf. Don't worry about what you see on TV. This is all for show.
Oh, yeah, we go way back years and years and years and years and years.
I actually introduced you to Monica Lewinsky.
And thank you for that. Thank you for letting me use all of your private golf courses to put my bird in the hole, if you know what I mean.
Trump, why are the Clintons still not in jail?
Oh, Vladimir.
Lock Hillary up
Vladimir,
now.
Vladimir, so good to see you. Fist bumps. I'm starting to sound a little bit like Bernie Sanders, but we're going to keep plugging away. You know what we're going to do?
Well, look, Vlad, let's not forget that we're very good friends. We're very good friends. We go back a long ways, and I never said anything bad about him. I just said to America,
there's a probe right now going on of this little uranium deal. You know, I've got Robert Mueller in there.
That's nothing. I remember we were talking about it. And I told everybody, I said, hey, that Trump is a good man and he's going to be a good president. And he's so good.
Hillary, I'm pretty sure you
said
I was a rapist and a dictator and was going to blow the world up with nuclear weapons. I don't remember this other thing you're saying. And now is this a change of heart?
I was joshing.
You are not. He is a demon.
No, Frederica,
ridiculous.
Hey,
can anyone believe this woman?
Hey, Frederica, I keep hot sauce. Hold on, I keep
you
hot sauce
you had
in my
a hat
purse
so
all the time.
Amazing.
Your hat is very nice.
That's a nice hat, Frederica.
Hold on, guys. Calm down for just a second. It sounds like I've got another special guest. Ooh, yeah! Where's my hat? I saw someone run down the street wearing my hat. They pointed at this house to all the kiddies. They said, the hat went in there, macho man. What in the hell are you doing with my hat, woman? Ooh, yeah! Snap into it!
Holy shit, macho man Randy Savage is here to collect his hat, Frederico. You better run, bitch!
You ain't talking about my hat.
I'm talking about your hat, brother. You stole that right off my head. Right before I died.
I bought this hat in 1976, mister.
I think you got your timelines wrong, Miss Wilson, but give me the damn hat. Well now, Mr. Savage, if maybe we could all just have a seat, calm down for a second, and smoke some more of my cannabis sativa.
Yeah, let's all do that. Maybe sit down and, hey, Donald, you know, I've got a daughter. If you know, if she's your type, you can make all this uranium talk go away.
Your daughter,
and, you can have
your daughter's a dirty pig, Bill. Come on, we've been over this.
Oh, she'll be a dirty whatever you like in the bedroom. You make this uranium
thing disappear.
Well, who
else? What else can you do for me, Bill? I need more than just your daughter if you're going to make this thing go away. You know what I mean? Let's negotiate.
All right. Well, what do you want? I can have Russian hookers pee on you. Oh, wait. Do we pay for that? Is that real? Is that real, Trump? Do you like that? Or is that what we made up in that dossier?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean you like to be peed on and pooped on?
Don't worry about it. What else can we do? I know you guys are great at having people, you know, taken care of. I don't know how to do that. Who can you take care of for me, Bill?
Oh, my God, Trump. We can take care of whoever you want. You know, Seth Rich, we had him killed.
Okay,
we almost had Monica Lewinsky killed. Oh, shit. Son of a bitch, bastard.
Yes,
we
I'm the first president
too,
in history to go undercover with a wire. That's right. Now what?
Oh, you fuck ups. You are bringing the Democratic Party down with your fucking nonsense.
Give Macho Man back his hat. Yeah, give me my hat.
This is my favorite hat.
Did someone say
this
Democratic
is my favorite
Party?
Hat?
Everybody,
look, quiet down.
This is John F. Kennedy.
What?
And you gotta shut the fuck up. This is the ghost of John
oh my
F.
God.
Kennedy. Don't you say
wow.
Democratic Party
my
in my
president.
Presence. That's right. I had to come back and visit all of you because they just released my files.
Oh, well, the thing about that, John... we couldn't really release
what?
All of the files.
Like, I don't understand. I got shot in the head. I was in my car, and someone shot me in the back of the head. My brains went all over my Jackie
correct.
O, ruining
that's,
her nice
that's
jacket.
That's all in the files. Yep, we just released those. That part's all in there. Don't worry about that.
Okay, well, then what didn't get released? The fact that the FBI paid Oswald? Did that part go out there?
I can neither confirm or
deny. That's the important part. Well, if that's not in there, I don't see what the fucking point of this. Trump, are you a fucking asshole?
Look, Bill. Wait, you're not Bill. Wait, who's who?
No, I'm not Bill Clinton. He tried to be me, but he couldn't pull it off. He couldn't even have a successful affair. I was fucking Marilyn Monroe for years and nobody found out.
Look, here's the deal. I don't negotiate with ghosts. I do not negotiate with ghosts. You're a ghost. I can't even touch you. I can't even grab you. I can't negotiate with you. What sort of power do you have over me? What do you have to offer me? Why should I release these files?
Well, for one thing, you know, that's a good question. I don't really know.
Terrible argument. You're done. Now, look, I got to be honest with everybody here today. I'm the president. I am wearing a wire. I did get the confession of Seth Rich murder on tape. So I have power over all of you. But what I'm really here for, to be honest... It's Bill's famous corned beef hash. Bill Weld, your famous corned beef hash. I know you've been cooking it. I can smell it all the way from Pennsylvania Avenue. Whip that thing out. Come on, let's see the hash, Bill.
Thanks, Donald. Here you go. I made a ton. I mean, I've got bathtub full of this stuff. Oh, corned beef hash, huh? That looks delicious.
All right, well, I'm going to use this hash. I'm going to eat some of this hash, and I'm going to use the rest to spackle my wall, to my beautiful, glorious wall, to keep out all those damn rapists, criminals.
Frederica,
why are you putting the hash in your hat? Give me that hat, it's full of hash. Oh, yeah. All right, everybody, maybe we should just calm down a little bit. And as I suggested several times, maybe we should just smoke some more of this marijuana.
Yeah, let's take some tokes.
All right, let's do it. I'll take a little bite from this hash hat
and
take a toke.
All right, I think we're about to get back on the train out of the land of... Make-believe.
All right, Charlie. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow Podcast, striking the root every single episode.
This is Chris Spangle, and I am the host of We Are Libertarians, which you can find in iTunes, Google Play, or at wearelibertarians.com. We are a podcast that brings you all of the irreverence that modern politics deserves by examining current events from a libertarian perspective. So please, check us out at wearelibertarians.com.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. And you can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Brian, wake up! Oh, why are we sleeping next to each other?
Shit.
Oh.
Holy
man,
shit.
That was
balls.
A weird dream. God, I just had to. Almost. It was very similar to last year. I was Gary Johnson in my dream, and man, there was a Halloween party. You were Bill Weld. It was really.
I have a distinct taste in my mouth like Marilyn Monroe. Was I also JFK?
I remember something about JFK. Well, what the fuck? Why is Rico? Why are Rico and JB sleeping on the floor next? Rico, wake up! JB, wake up!
What the hell am I doing here?
Man, we've been over this.
Mark has to get an inheritance, and the only way he could do that is if we all sleep in this haunted house.
Why do I have memories of being a septuagenarian from Florida?
Don't we all?
Oh, the fondest of memories.
Big word, JB.
Well, JB, you still wait a minute,
guys. Did you
guys
see Macho Man too, or was that just me? I swear Macho Man was involved. Macho Man, JFK.
I see Macho Man in my dreams.
I have some
every
strong
day.
Memories of the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
I do too. Well, look, guys, was JB wearing a sequin hat when he walked in here? Because he's got one on now.
Oh, my God. It's real.
What?
It's like when you wake up in Nightmare on Elm Street and you think everything's fine, and then you find Freddy's glove.
Oh, it's all real. Oh. I just watched that movie yesterday.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty creeped out right now.
I am very freaked out by what just happened. Also, this
There's
is
only one thing to do, guys. We got to drink heavily.
Our audience is probably a little freaked out too, especially the newbies that haven't heard this kind of shenanigans from us before. I'd love to hear someone that's tuned into like their first show was Stefan Kinsella doing a deep philosophical dive on argumentation ethics, and then they click on this and they're like, "What on God's green fucking earth did I just?"
What I love about the Lions of Liberty is that they go deep into the issues I care about.
He already wrote the review, and then he hears, he's like, oh, I need to... Can you edit these iTunes reviews? By the way, that's a great segue. If you guys don't mind, it would be wonderful if you left us a nice review on iTunes. That's totally free to do. Unlike joining the Pride,
I'm going to leave a review.
What's that?
Requesting more racist impersonations every Wednesday.
When we see that on iTunes, we'll consider it.
I need at least 5 requests. For
the record, Brian is 2% Korean, so there's no actual racism there. That's not possible.
And thank you to people who call us out on forums. Give us the shout outs when people are like, what libertarian podcast do you listen to? I like it when people say us.
I like it. I like it when they say that, too. Yeah. League of Liberty was actually mentioned. I saw a poll in the Jason Stapleton program, and I don't think anyone had even voted for Lions of Liberty yet. But League of Liberty was already had some votes.
Isn't there like one episode?
There's one, and there's two. Well, by the time this airs, which will be Monday, there should be the second episode of League of Liberty. We're calling it the therapy session. So that's all I'll say now.
Good title. All right. So I can't wait to hear that one.
It's more than that. We do more than therapy. There's about 30 minutes of therapy and about an hour of Liberty. So look forward to that. And for those that don't know, League of Liberty podcast, that is myself, Chris Spangle of We Are Libertarians, Johnny Rocket Adams, although he was on special assignment this week, and Roger Pax of the Lava Flow podcast. We are the League of Liberty. All 4 of these podcasts that we're all a part of here are the League of Liberty, and we decided to produce this special monthly podcast that is not available publicly. It's only available if you are a member of Lions Liberty Pride, or if you support Roger, or We're Libertarians on Patreon, or if you're a member of the, I believe they call it the Backstage Pass for Johnny Rocket Launchpad. So any one of those groups gets you access to that show. But
Are you talking to me? Because we're just standing in a haunted house right now. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I don't know why I'm trying to sell you guys on the Lions of Liberty Pride when we're just hanging out in this haunted house. But man, it's.
I thought we were here trying to get an inheritance. You're here selling me on Pride memberships.
It's
I don't
so
know what
weird
to do.
That we that we just like keep having these weird dreams every Halloween and recording them.
Doesn't Johnny Rocket do a comic book?
Liberty Force. And
did you ever watch like the old Scooby Doo's where they have like, oh, it's the Harlem Globetrotters? Yes. Maybe he could do a comic book with you guys in
and
it.
And he pulls off their mask.
That would be awesome. We could be.
Yes. That would be
amazing. Yeah, or we're the guest stars who come in as the alternate
Dick Van Dykes or whatever.
Oh, totally. Oh, yes, exactly. Or the Smothers Brothers.
I think Dick Van Dyke.
I liked when they had like three masks, those episodes. Like they'd pull off a mask and then it was still a mask. Like they were expecting to be unmasked.
Yeah. Like, like when you have sex with a very dirty girl and you're like, I got a triple layer of this shit.
In their Halloween episodes, it was always Vincent Price. Remember Vincent Price? That guy was badass.
Yes, I do.
Who could forget him?
So here we are.
Can we claim at least a quarter of those votes for Legal Liberty? At the very least, a quarter, I think. Probably more a third because of the influence of our podcast.
Exactly. Two-thirds.
Two-thirds?
No, I'm
going to be a little bit, you know.
Well, Johnny Rocket's been on hiatus forever, although he promised me that the episode I recorded with the full crew is supposed to come out Friday. So last Friday when this airs.
It should already be out. So if you haven't heard it yet, listen to Brian McWilliams on the Johnny Rocket Launchpad.
The only rock and roll libertarian show.
Somehow my Gary eventually turns into just like a Kenneth Parnell from 30 Rock at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Somehow Bill Weld turned into a redneck with two teeth during that.
Ladies and gentlemen, but despite how we may sound, we are not professional impersonators. So just bear with us with this stuff.
Rico impersonates a lawyer.
This is actually Libertarians in Living Rooms Drinking Liquor, by the way, 35 or so minutes later. I guess I could tell you I actually am drinking Maker's Mark. Gary mentioned it in the dream, if I recall. But anybody else? What are you guys drinking? Hopefully something.
I'm drinking a little Jefferson's Reserve, which is a delightful small batch bourbon. And you know what? It's been going for like $65-$70, but they had it on sale for $35, and I only bought one bottle, like some kind of dumb asshole. And I'm almost done with it.
What about you, gentlemen?
I am drinking cheap whiskey. I will not say the name. It's just called, because they do not deserve the plug. We'll call it cheap whiskey. And
come on, what is it?
Drinking a rye ale, which I don't remember the name because I've been drinking a lot of them.
Oh, I want to know what that whiskey is so bad.
It's McClellan.
We could do a contest for a special prize.
McClellan.
Whoever can finish
that. Interesting. One of my favorite things to do is to go to corner stores where they have like just old, tiny fifths of whiskey that no one's bought for 40 years and just buy them. They're always disgusting and awful, but their labels are amazing.
It's one of your favorite things, huh?
Yeah, to give us like birthday gifts.
So you don't actually drink them yourself then, I guess.
Oh no, you drink them at the party. And actually one time I bought a $7 bottle that had been sitting on the shelf of my local liquor store for like 20 years, and it was great. Even though scotch doesn't like age that way, it was shockingly good. Maybe whiskey was just better on par as a whole in the 1970s,
or maybe you were just already drunk when you started drinking it.
I am a functional alcoholic, so that's very possible.
So should we try to fit some legitimate as we get, Liberty Talk into the rest of the show? I actually just pulled up an article because I did want to, for as much flack as I give Gary Johnson, have given Gary Johnson, he's actually doing something right now that I'm actually in big support of, and he is leading this, not only the legal fight to all the way to the Supreme Court for his battle to allow third parties greater access to the presidential debates. And this actually leads to an interesting conversation I want to get to. But he's also leading a PR campaign. He's holding a rally, and I'm all about it. So anybody, for all his like libertarian missteps and nonsense, like in many ways, Gary Johnson has been a maverick. I mean, it sounds ridiculous now, but I mean, in the late 90s, he was one of the first people to come out for legal marijuana, even when he was governor. He didn't need to do that. He'd already been elected, but he did. And you know, that really did in many ways give a lot of credence to the legal marijuana movement. And now he's leading the way on this battle to provide greater access to third parties. Now, first of all, what do you think about this whole thing? This is the whole everything with Gary Johnson that I just said.
Go ahead, JB.
Well, I'll first say Gary Johnson is dead to me and taxation is death.
He'll be the ghost on next year.
JB has got full air cap, folks. You heard it here first.
That's all I have to say about it.
All right.
Well, I will say that Gary Johnson, I agree. We give him a hard time, and rightly so, but this is an important thing. And I support what he's doing. I've not donated financially. He had something called hashtag drop the hammer money bomb. And he had like $55,000 raised, which isn't bad, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's like, get the ballot access out there. It's vitally important. It's been showcased. Like, this last fucking election was such a joke.
It's not about the ballot access. This is just about the Commission on Presidential Debates. And he's basically suing them.
Well, more for debates. Right. Exactly. But this last election was just, it just showcased how corrupt it is, where they're picking and choosing which polls to include to basically fuck him out of going on stage, which I contend would have been a terrible thing anyway.
Sure. In the microcosm, it's probably better that we didn't have Gary up there, but the thing that's interesting about this, if you just looked at it on the surface, a lot of libertarians might say, because they say this about some other things, because the Commission on Presidential Debates is a private company co-owned by the private Democratic Party and Republican Party, they put on the debates in conjunction with the privately owned networks, they should be allowed to exclude anybody they want. How do you guys feel about that?
And those parties and those networks get zero federal dollars, correct?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well,
you know what?
Well, you need to look at that to make it not seem fucked
up. I agree. We do need to look at things in a little more depth and detail sometimes when we're talking about private versus
public. Well, hold on. Let me give a quick rebuttal to that argument, because it's the same concept, in that any libertarian that would say that has to look at this in the same way they look at the Federal Reserve. Hey, guys, the Federal Reserve is also a private institution. So should we just not have anything to do? Like, they could do whatever they want then, right?
Yeah, they just control our money supply. It's no bigs.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same argument where you say, oh, it's just because the company's private doesn't mean that they're necessarily absolved from all evil. And this falls in the same category. When you're tied into the government hand in hand like this, it's not a private company could do it at once. That's bullshit. This is the elections for our country, and there's no way in fucking hell two parties should be able to control that.
So here, I just Googled something really quick. So the city of Cleveland and the city of Philadelphia each got over $50 million in federal appropriations for the respective conventions that happened last year. So that seems like quite a bit of money.
I mean, to me.
Well, in all honesty, most of that money went to me. So,
nice.
JB or Frederica? I'm, which reality am I in?
Cush dog.
Cush dog. way to roll with the Cush dog, by the way. I just thought of that on the fly. I didn't even know that was your name until I thought of it. Also, I should mention, for Lions Liberty Pride members, while I'm hawking it in this house, while we're in this haunted house here, I did want to mention that I will release, for the Elite Pride, not just the Elite Pride, everybody in the Pride, the fully unedited version of the show, which means you'll hear all our nonsense. It won't have any of the effects, any of the sound effects. It'll have our pre-show, some of our pre-show chatting and bullshitting, and some of our nonsense in the middle, and that will be for Pride members only. So if you want to see what really goes on behind the scenes, $5 a month, pal. That's all it takes. LionsLiberty.com.
You should give in the show notes, you should tell them where that actually starts and ends, so they don't have to listen to the show twice.
No, I'm just
going to
make them listen to it twice. We'll see.
We like to abuse our supporters as much as possible.
I'll figure it out. But you know, this leads to like an interesting, like, I think this is actually obviously, like, I don't really see libertarians defending the Commission on Presidential Debates at all. I can't really say I have. Maybe there have been some people that are like, oh well, a private network can do what they want, but it leads to an interesting conversation in general. I mean, there was a post in the forum. I think it was, I don't remember if Trey Weaver posted it. I think it was Trey that posted it. Lions Liberty Pride member, Trey Weaver. But we were gotten not into it, not like a fight, but, you know, a discussion a little bit. And my thing is, and this was about, like, Dennis Prager, I guess, is suing YouTube for demonetizing a lot of his stuff, like anything related to Islam and that kind of thing. And basically, I think he's suing YouTube based on YouTube/Google, based on the fact that they're excluding specifically their content and not necessarily other political content, I think is the focus of it, as opposed to maybe going after the terms of service, which would probably be like the more libertarian or, you know, way to go about it. And I made some comment like, yeah, go get them. Like, you know, not really thinking about the analysis too much. I don't even know much about the lawsuit specifically, but I'd say not 80% of people will say like, well, I don't like it, but YouTube does have the right to censor. And when I like talk about this stuff, I'm not trying to make the argument that they don't, but I am trying to point out that it's not as simple as just saying private company can do whatever they want, boof, because there is a continuum of involvement that every single company and individual has with the government. There's almost no one that has no involvement with the government, and we can't even avoid that. So there's like a mom and pop bakery down the street or something. They have like minimal involvement with the government. Maybe they get a license from their local government and they pay their taxes. That's about it. Then there's other companies that are much bigger that have massive contracts in the government, get huge subsidies from the government. Maybe they have IPOs and only certain people that, you know, certain people can invest in IPOs, certain companies, certain VCs. The regular person can't do that. Most people can't just raise money like that. You have to get special favors from the government. And I think a lot of this does apply to YouTube and Google. That doesn't mean I think we should see them as the government, as the same thing. But I do think it means that we should look at large companies like that that really do control a large amount of the communication airwaves, so to speak. I know they're not airwaves, but you know, the mediums of which we all communicate, they should be looked at a little bit more critically than just simply, they're private, can do whatever they want. And look, the end of that analysis might still be, yeah, we should come on the side of freedom of association and them being able to demonetize. And I'm not even saying we shouldn't come down on that side ultimately, but we should have the conversation in a more detailed, nuanced way, because we look like fucking idiots if you to other people, and that I think we look really stupid when we just kind of spastically defend all private companies simply because they have that private label on them, when a lot of times there's more to it.
I had another dream where Mark was just talking.
That's every single show I do a 2.5 minute rant.
Jesus Christ, man. Anyway, well, it's a good rant.
but you can't just say a company's private because, and just kind of the end of the analysis, because they do the same thing with, you know, colleges. You could say a college is private, but that doesn't necessarily mean it really is, because they look at how much control the government has over the funding and the direction of the curriculum and everything to see, well, is it really private, or is it kind of public? And if it's kind of public, then there's different rules that apply. And it seems to like the same thing would seem to be applicable to Google and a lot of other companies that are have, I don't know what kind of arrangements they have with the government, but who knows if it's, you know, that's public knowledge, but I'm sure they're not a completely independent company that has no, ties to the government at all.
Well, and also, yeah, especially with like tech companies, what on the back end are they developing that we don't know about that the government is funding on their own, like DARPA or something like that, that's actually saying, all right, you guys are developing this, you're the best in the business, we're going to give you $400 million a year to develop this product.
Google owns tons of companies that are DARPA, that have DARPA contracts, and they are, Google is YouTube. So, I mean, yeah, it's all the same company.
Yeah, so to think that they are so principled that they separate church and state is ridiculous. There's just no fucking way. Yeah.
Well, guys, I have to respectably disagree.
I think Jamie is the drunkest I've ever heard him on the show. I'm really happy about that.
No,
I'm not saying you're way too drunk. I'm just saying for you.
I have to respectably disagree with all three of you, actually, I feel.
What word are you using? Well, can we go, are you saying respectively?
Respectively
or respectably?
Respectably.
All right, go.
Well, I need to know what part of these government contracts are involved with the, for example, the day-to-day operations that YouTube does. Sure, they might have subsidiaries or affiliates that might have government contracts.
Probably very little outside of being owned by the same company.
But what you're really proposing is that the government control a private company.
This is the problem I have. If you even want to bring up nuance, sometimes it's like all I want people to think about it deeper. I'm not proposing anything. I haven't proposed a damn thing.
All right,
I'm just saying they're not completely private. If you're not completely private, then do you really have the right to ignore the Bill of Rights? Because, you know, clearly the government can't censor your views. It's freedom of speech, or a purely private company could. But if Google's not purely private and they're quasi tied into the government, then there's a different kind of.
But that's my point. What do you mean by quasi tied by the government? Does the government, how much of the government is involved in paying Google or YouTube to do what they do?
I would even go beyond. Let's take all the payment out. Let's take all the contracts out. Companies that are big enough to raise money with like IPOs and raise money in a way that they already have a massive advantage. We're already not talking about the free market right there, right at that point, because regular people can't raise money that way. Regular people can't start a company that way. So, and regular people can't even invest that way. So like even just that fact that I'm not just talking about Google, obviously this applies to tons of companies. There's already a certain level of you're a part of the fucking government when you are this kind. And look, that doesn't even mean all these companies are evil, because as true as sad as it is, you have to play the game at some point if you're going to operate as a company. If you're going to get big, you are in America. You have to follow the American system. And if you want to raise money, you have to do certain things and be at a certain level and be at a certain size. But we shouldn't just act like YouTube is the mom and pop bakery. At least.
Well, I'm not saying YouTube is a mom and pop bakery. But what you're saying is that YouTube follows federal law and then they raise money. There's nothing to do with government collusion to do with that whatsoever. Daily Motion exists. Any number of streaming and video services exist that are not as big as YouTube. And that's probably for a reason. Maybe YouTube came there first. Maybe they did it better. But they are where they are for a reason. And I don't think that has anything to do with the government, unless you have information that I don't.
I think it's a little silly to think it has nothing to do with the government, personally.
Well, the way I was
thinking
of it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it does, but if you have information to change my mind, I'm more than happy to listen
to it. Yeah, I don't know. I agree with JB. I don't think that YouTube got where it is because of the government. I think when it gets to a certain size, though, the government gets involved, like with anything, where they go, this is now a tool that is useful for us. Let's go and move in and see where we can work our way into, you know, get our dirty fingers into the underbelly of this and work to subvert it or control it in one way, shape, or form.
Well, all I'm saying is before I'm willing to believe that, I need to see some type of evidence of that. Maybe the runners of YouTube are just fucking ultra super liberals, and they're using their business, their company, their website to further their agenda. And as far as I'm concerned, a private company can do that.
Okay, so this is from like 5 years ago, and it's really a kind of a drop in the bucket to probably what their overall revenue stream is. But in 2012, they won like a $35 million government contract to do their email and cloud system, and they were awarded it over Microsoft. I'm sure God knows how many billions of dollars they make independent of that.
And then you got like but Amazon I also wonder Cloud if Services does like the CIA's cloud services now. I mean, that's a pretty damn direct tie.
But what you're saying, Rico, with that is that you're saying that contract came with strings attached.
Yeah, well, you wonder if that was kind of like opening the door to more kind of like, you know, you kind of enter in, like you agree to wash the guy in the mob's car when you're 12, and then when you're 25, you're doing hits. Who knows how the development has
sounds like my progression
or the contract. Yeah, but I mean, maybe it's nothing, you know. I have no evidence to say otherwise, but I do wonder sometimes.
In 2014, there's obviously a different company. It's just meant to like show examples of this kind of thing, though. I'm just trying to propose the question: is there any point when a private company should be considered not that fucking private? I'm not saying YouTube even meets that bar. I'm just trying to open the conversation. But another example, like in 2014, Amazon got a $600 million contract from the CIA to basically run this cloud computing service. So, I mean, that's a massive amount of money that obviously has nothing to do with the free market. I mean, at what point, what percentage of profits must come from the government, or what percentage of advantages, or what percentages of regulatory advantage does a company need to have before we flat out say, well, you're clearly more government than private. And I'm just saying, like, when the only response to some of this stuff is private company, do whatever they want, fuck it, doesn't matter. I mean, I really am oversimplifying most people's response, to be clear. But that is a lot of what you hear. And I just think it requires further analysis. I think we can still fall on the side of, at the end of the day, YouTube does have the right, and you know, is mostly private or whatever, and should be allowed to do this, and we should encourage other ventures and people to raise money and start their own product. But I also think it's silly if we act like we live in a world where it's where YouTube and Google do not have a tremendous advantage over someone that a potential competitor, and where at least some sort of percentage of that advantage is due to governmental involvement. Was that,
well, to bring
this
back,
you,
full
Brian?
Circle to where we to where, yeah, that was nowhere even near the first rant. To bring this full circle, to get back to the original topic of Gary Johnson, what he's trying to do with debate access, that's where, yes, there is a problem with this private company because it is de facto a part of the government. It's private, but it is the two government entities that are essentially the DNC and the Republican National Committee, or the GOP. They're all extensions of the government, de facto.
Yeah,
I mean, really, I wouldn't even have a problem considering them a part of the government.
I think those are more extreme cases than, I think, the YouTube, the Amazons, those are.
Oh, yeah,
that
I would believe unequivocally, that they are de facto parts of the government. But that's a very different case than what we're talking
about. Well, agreed. I'm just bringing it full circle because that's where this conversation started.
It shows the point that at some point, we do consider a company just part of the government if they have enough government involvement. And I think the DNC, the RNC, and the Commission on Presidential Debates, I think those definitely qualify. So YouTube, Google, Amazon, maybe those companies are further down the spectrum, and maybe they're far enough down to say you're still a private company and we're going to treat you like that. But my point, I guess, was to come back full circle, like Brian said, is that I fall on the side of Gary Johnson, because when they control the entire political process and get all this money from the government, no, you don't get to be called that. You actually have to allow other voices. Now, I don't know. You can't have 100 candidates on stage either. But, I think that obviously the 15% is meant to keep out third parties, in a circular way, that you can't get 15% if no one knows who you are. So you're never going to get 15%. So you're never going to be in the debates. And it's a circular thing. So I mean, there's not a free market answer to stuff like this when the government controls so much of the airwaves. And luckily that's changing with the internet, but we're not quite at a point where, most people still get their information from the internet. We're at a point where a lot of our peers do, but that still doesn't necessarily represent, that higher percentage of the population. People still watch those debates. And, I don't know the answer of how free market, what the exact rules should be, but I definitely think that fighting them and trying to force them to allow other voices is a worthy cause.
Can I change the subject really quick? Unless you want to talk
about that one.
So, though he was too busy to appear on this show, I don't know if you guys just noticed how he emailed like a bunch of links regarding the.
Because I'm recording a podcast.
Well,
Rico, what are you talking about? Right here. Rico, I've been listening to the entire podcast.
My popular request.
What the fuck?
See, if Howie didn't say, "Don't you dare do that impression," I think it might not happen. So it's like
what? I tell Brian I didn't want to do an impression on me. What's the problem?
You sound like a South Park character.
Hey guys, that's not the
president of Canada and Terrence McPhill.
Hey buddy, what you talking about me for?
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I sent you some new things, buddy.
Yeah, that's what you get, Howie.
Anyway,
that's
did you have a point besides making fun of Howie?
Well, there's a lot of interesting at least I was clicking on a couple of the links. Now that we've taken care of President Kennedy, we have no trouble to taking over things. That was one of the reports. There's a lot of these things that LBJ was in the KKK. There was a confidential informant. Wasn't Officer Trippett the guy that Oswald supposedly shot? The officer? Well, this one informant says he was the person that was supposed to shoot Kennedy and then hide in the depository building.
Trippett was?
Yeah. And then Jack Ruby was to kill him.
There is some interesting shit here. I guess Howie had told us he couldn't be on the show tonight because he knew he was going to be combing through the JFK documents. And only 2,800 out of, I think, 30,000 was supposed to be, and only 2,800 were released. But there,
I respect that, though. I mean, he's our newsman.
Yeah, he's our news guy. It's what you got to do. We wouldn't be reading these right now if he was on the show.
When we make it big time, it's going to be one of those things where, like, we do the podcast, and then we'll be like, and now Howie with the news.
It's an answer.
I would never turn off the station if he was, like, hired by some Cleveland news
Cleveland
company to.
I don't know. Lions of Liberty, we got to have him as our news guy.
He could do it from DC or wherever, juicy, just comes
some,
in. And,
I haven't read them, but there's some juicy link titles out here. President Johnson responsible, two shooters, Ruby was to kill him, LBJ and KKK, quote, now that we've taken care of President Kennedy, we'll have no trouble in taking over things. I'm going to read some of these tonight. That's my idea of a wild night.
Yes.
This is a great segment for our audience.
I think it is.
Here's, you can hear the more things about that JFK we're going to read and
in
talk
the Conspiracy
about later.
Corner, only in the Lions Liberty Pride, lionsliberty.com/support. I'm a plug machine, baby. Come on.
Oh, yeah. All right. By the way, so let's go. I want to see what you guys going as for Halloween.
I'm not revealing that's
a good
show.
Way to. Come on. This is a good way to wrap the show up. It's like already an hour.
I'll give a hint. It's related to my my Liberty Draft team name.
Well, that's pretty obvious. Which is, nobody knows, is David S. Pumpkins. Or what is it, Liberty S. Pumpkins?
I think we actually need to make plans to get to the show a little bit earlier, or the party a little bit earlier. Since there is Lucha.
Are we
talking about this on the podcast?
For the next 2 hours.
We are going to go watch Lucha Libre Wrestling Friday night. It will have already happened by the time you folks hear this, except Pride members. Lucky ducks.
Lucky ducks. All right, what about you, JB? What are you going as?
Frederica Wilson.
Probably, I don't know.
That's what I was hoping, Frederica Wilson.
I've been tossing some ideas around.
You should
around,
really do Frederica Wilson, actually. Now that you have some experience with her. Now that you spent 2 hours researching this woman.
It'd be so funny. You just got to stuff your bra.
I think it might actually work, because I was thinking about going as Maurice White, the front man of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So all I need to do is just stuff the front of my shirt, and it's pretty much the same costume.
Except he would have been better as a representative.
Far better.
Rico, and you?
I am going as a character from my favorite Christmas movie.
Ralphie?
Oh, that's right. That's right. No. And I'm going, I usually go as something a little wackier, but I'm going as Gomez Adams this year from the Adams family.
And if you were lucky enough to live in LA and you were lucky enough to have been at a party with me and Brian and Rico on Friday, you would have seen all these costumes. But you probably didn't lose
it. Yeah, they would have. But by the way, I didn't bring this up just to talk about this costume idea, but I think it's hilarious. Tell me this would be a great costume. A costume called the Trump Stump. And basically, it's a Trump supporter dressed up as a Trump supporter that's got stump for legs. And instead of a tramp stamp, you have a Trump stump. Little tattoo of Trump on your lower back.
Is that costume idea?
I already read your blog.
Oh, well, good. Everybody can. I posted it in the forum.
Would you like to plug your blog, Brian?
You have a blog?
Yeah, see, even JP didn't know.
Well, you know, I don't update it that much anymore, but I have a new website called McWillyTime.com. I'm going to start putting
shit on. Oh, yeah. I remember McWillyTime.
Well, hold on. This one's called Welcome to Tardville.
What time is it?
Yeah, but it's on McWillyTime.
That's your slogan.
So, I stopped reading because you stopped posting.
I know, man. I got to get back into it. I got to start posting more shit. I stopped posting when I started getting so tired and not sleeping because I'm old now and I get sore. I get sore at night in my bed.
If you took all the time you spent complaining about your various maladies and devoted it to sleeping, you'd be so well rested.
Yeah, Rico. When I see you, I'm going to punch you in the back of the head.
That would violate the non-aggression principle, and that is not what we stand for in this program. We just did an hour-long show, all based around the ideas of liberty, and now you're going to go violate the NAP. Just like that.
That's all it takes, man. That's why I can't run for chair of the Libertarian Party.
Oh, no. None of us can run for office.
I wish Trump said that to Hillary.
Imagine Brian running for office, and then the Kim Jong-un tape comes out.
You think it's like Hillary had in her book. She's like, I was so scared when Trump was behind me. I just wish that Trump had whispered in her ear, I'm going to donkey punch you.
Well, folks, that seems like a perfect way to wrap up this very spooky, very scary. Was anybody out there scared? Please let us know. You can let us know by coming and joining the conversation over in the Lions of Liberty Forum on Facebook. Just type in Lions of Liberty Forum in your little search bar. It should pop right up. If you look like a human or, I don't know, I guess an animal who can be reasonable, we'll let you in. And you can tell us all about what you think about Brian's costume, our terrible impressions, and if Lions of Liberty counts as a private company or if we just get too much government money.
Socialize Lions of Liberty!
And until next time, folks, live long
and live free.
but late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
Monster mash. Monster mash. You impetuous.